According to the watch on my wrist, it is time for the daily edition of the Palm Village Word, Palm Village Retirement Community in Reedley. And we cover more detail on the weekly 15-minute version. This is the daily version, as I mentioned. In studio with me are Chuck Bowler and Jim Duke, two familiar voices on the program here. And in the time allotted today, we're going to be touching upon the subject of
falls. And seniors.
Falls and seniors. Of course, falling can happen at any age, but it's
right.
More prone to happen the older we get.
I listened just today to a world-renowned knee surgeon who operates on all the NFL quarterbacks, and he was talking about how unique to human anatomy, female athletes get hurt in a different way than male athletes when they fall. And that's not the focus of the program, but I immediately thought, you know, and seniors experience a different set of injuries than young people when they fall.
Interesting.
And they fall more.
That's interesting. Yeah, just the dynamics of how you're built and how things tend to shift south the older you get.
That's right. And seniors are falling more often now than they were 10 years ago. In some areas of California, like Sacramento, twice as many seniors falling that are 85 and over today as were 10 years ago, and that result in fatalities. Something that everyone needs to be aware of is that powerful heart medications can cause dizziness, and if you combine that with prostate drugs that men take, the prostate drugs can cause fainting in some people. So if you're on a heart medication and a prostate drug, you need to be careful. And then if you're combining that with any over-the-counter medications like sleep aids or cold medicine, that can make things even that much worse.
Yeah. Those are the unknown factors. Sometimes you figure if it's over-the-counter, it's okay. But in many cases, you know, you've got something that is affecting your balance. There's alcohol in many of those products. That's goes on and on.
So I think it's something to be very aware of, and there is something you can do about it. You can join an exercise program that would improve your balance, your flexibility, and get you stronger. If you're a senior, you can get involved with physical therapy, occupational therapy, where they can help you in many ways improve your balance. There's actually a lot of equipment out there now that improves your balance. One of them that we have at Palm Village is like a mouse pad that you stand on, and the way you, when you rock forward on your toes or back on your heels or left to right, it moves a little cursor on a screen, and you actually play a game on the screen, and they evaluate your deficiencies and can design a program to actually improve your balance.
You mentioned on the 15-minute version of the program, Jim, that one of the keys is heel, toe, heel,
yes,
toe,
yes,
rather than shuffle.
Shuffling your feet puts you at risk of a fall.
That's the same advice I used to give to bridesmaids and groomsmen at weddings. How to slow down your walk is to go heel, toe. And how to not faint when you're standing for 20 minutes is to slowly rock between your heel and your toe. It's been proven you'll faint less likely. And that's exactly how seniors are taught to walk more slowly, that they won't fall.
Right. And, of course, the other key we talked about is just physical activity, period.
Get active. The best way to prevent falls is to get physically active. And it doesn't mean getting on a treadmill, running 10 miles. Just, you know, getting up, moving around. If all you're doing is going from one room to another in your house, sorry, but that's not enough.
Sometimes, and folks mention it, and I do this myself, it's like if I'm going to the large box store, I'll pick a spot way out there, so I have to walk way up to the entrance.
That's right. I talked to a lady the other day, and I asked her, how much do you walk? And she said, as little as possible.
Wow. It's like the old joke, we wouldn't get any exercise at all if we didn't jump to conclusions on a regular basis.
Oh, there you go.
We can count on you.
Yeah, thank you. You can also count on the folks at Palm Village. You can pick their brain on whether the issue of falls, how to prevent them, or anything else that deals with senior issues, because that's what they do as a ministry for over 70 years. And you can reach them, either Chuck Buller or Jim Duick, in the 559 area code at 638-6933 or online
at palmvillage.com.
Thank you, gentlemen, and thank you, listener, for joining us for the daily edition of the Palm Village Word.